You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. Great to have you here, folks. We are kicking off hour number two here, the second act, as I like to call it, on a jam-packed show. Conrad and I had, we opened the show with a talk about passwords that once again, I just got off on a tangent, don't I?
Yeah, it's always just 1, 2, 3, 4, you know?
It's never on the sheet, but you roll with it. I give you credit for that. So we covered that. Conrad's co-host, Greg Gunderson and Parker Olson, are here. You can catch that show at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning here on Civic Media. We will get back to those guys in just a minute. After that interview, Joel Karnick will be here at 6:10 to talk Deer Hunters Roundup, a really cool thing he's been doing for years over at 98Q Country. And we've got comedians Tom Clark and Steph Clark will be here later in the show as well, talking about dates they have here in Wisconsin. That is, Milwaukee is Tom's hometown, and Steph is a SoCal girl who has, I think, thrown her arms around Wisconsin. She was a lot of fun last time she was here at Con.
True that.
And she puts up with Tom, so that's kind of cool, too. And it's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is here at 7:35 with great new tunes and really fun conversation. Tonight's question of the night is, what is your favorite sad song? We got to catch up on some texts. We'll do that in a little bit, but be part of the show, folks. Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. The Civic Media app is very easy to use, and you can text us there too, or if you are watching the radio on the stream, you're welcome to leave us a stream comment as well from YouTube, Facebook, or ex-Twitter. Nick Marshall in the 608 says, "She's Gone" by Bob Marley and "Careless Whisper" by Wham. "Careless Whisper" is a great one. That's a very sad song. I hope the Packers aren't singing a sad song for you guys, because you're getting a lot of mileage. Like, what is your favorite season to cover, you guys? I'm talking, this question is directed at Mr. Parker Olson, Greg Gunderson, and Conrad Krieger, the hosts of Make the Call.
Favorite season to cover? I would say probably this time of year, honestly, just because there's so much going on. Football is my number one thing. But once you get basketball going, it feels like you've got a lot going on, and it's not quite overwhelming usually.
Right.
So I'm a big fan of that.
I know NFL for UConn, right?
You know, I'd say it is this time, because basketball also starts around this time as well.
It's a crazy time of year, especially when the baseball playoffs are going on too. That's insane.
You know, it's like a, I like when the sports equinox happens, when it's like there's hockey, just starting out, I believe, baseball, basketball, and football.
Absolutely. All right. So you want to give us a quick update on the Bucks, Parker? Did they overspend for Miles Turner? What are your thoughts there?
I will say that I don't follow the Bucks incredibly closely, but what I can tell you is, when you bring somebody in that, frankly, you kind of just bought, you should expect them to be a top performer on your team. I'm not 100% sure that that's exactly what's going on. He certainly has not been what they wanted him to be. Conrad, I know that you can probably talk about this a little bit better than I can. But it just doesn't quite seem like the chemistry is there. Doesn't seem like he's cooking like Jordan Love in Toyota-thon, which is what we thought we were getting.
It's the Buick-a-thon. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I'm concerned with Miles Turner a lot. I mean, it's just like last year he did have a great point guard in Tyrese Halliburton, who averages like, you know, 8 assists a game. So, I mean, he'd always be in the right spot. And just with this Bucks team, it doesn't feel like the chemistry is always there. Especially with Giannis out. When Giannis is out, he's trying to be that top guy, and it just can't, it just doesn't happen. He averages like 13 points, which when how much you pay for him is not what you want.
This has been great, guys. I just want to say, does it bother you guys, the co-host, that Conrad's real favorite team is not the Milwaukee Bucks?
Uh-oh. Who is it?
I'm breaking a story here.
I guess I didn't say.
this is news to me.
I break all the big news. Wherever Kevin Durant goes.
Yeah, I... You know, the first... All right. Let me explain.
Yeah.
The first basketball game I ever watched was Seattle Supersonics.
Yeah.
And KD was... that was his rookie year, and it was the best basketball I've ever seen.
So you stuck with him. That's loyalty. I like that. I don't listen, you guys, this has been really fun. We're about to bring another colleague of ours on the show, so I'm going to let you guys go. But keep up the great work on Make the Call. Love the title. Love the show. You guys are fun to talk to. It's just keep up the great work, and thanks so much for your time tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Pete. Appreciate it.
You got it. That's Parker Olson and Greg Gunderson. We are letting them get on with their Friday night. Conrad, you're still stuck here for the foreseeable future.
I was about to say, thanks, Pete.
Take it off. He's going to take a powder. All right, we're going to pivot here, and we're going to talk about another sport because I don't think deer hunting really gets mentioned when you think big sports, but it is, it's an institution here in Wisconsin, and there's a really cool thing going on over in Park Falls. So joining us right now to talk about it from 98Q Country is morning show host and program director, our pal Joel Karnick. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing, hang on, I'm wiping some tears from my eyes because I just got finished listening to At This Moment by Billy Vera and the Beaters.
That's a great one, Joel. Oh,
that one always makes me cry.
From Pete. Family oh. Ties, yeah.
Oh, that was a great song. Billy Vera and the Beaters, oh, yeah.
It's so funny how a song like that just touches you. I thought you were going to be funny and say like one of these deer hunting novelty songs that comes up every year, you know, by the Youpers or whatever.
Well, the 30 Point Buck song does actually have weeping in the song after they finish not getting the deer. So, yeah, I guess that qualifies.
Hey, speaking of not getting the deer, Joel, I have a friend and a colleague and a partner on a couple projects named Bob Brown. He made a film called Escanaba in the Moonlight, which is all about deer hunting, starring Jeff Daniels. Have you seen the film?
It's the best, worst movie I've ever seen, yes.
I cannot wait to tell him that. That's great. And shot in and around Upper Michigan, and they even make reference to Menominee. I live right across the river in Marinette, so I got a kick out of that too. But it came out before I even met Bob, but a fun deer hunting movie. And deer hunters love it. They go, that movie made so much money when it came out because these deer hunters kept going over and over to see it. Like they really embraced it.
Yeah, back when it came out, I actually owned a video store here in our small town, and that thing had a waiting list of about a month. people would call every day saying, "Is Escanaba in the Moonlight back in yet? Is it back in yet?" That's crazy.
Excellent.
I mean, hunting is a big tradition in here in northern Wisconsin, obviously, Pete. And tomorrow night we kick off. We just open up the phones for a couple hours, and we hear from camps all around the Northwoods. It's a crazy couple hours that we do 8 of the 9 nights of the gun deer season.
Such a great idea for a show. And for people that didn't hear you on this show last year, Joel, or just forgot, tell them a little bit, like what kind of stories do people, hunters, call in and tell you?
Well, I mean, it's basically just people being people. So, I mean, every once in a while we get people who have pre-scripted stuff, which is fine. But it's usually just people calling in, saying how they did on the hunt, picking on their people that they're currently playing a little buck euchre with or whatever it may be, sending a shout out to somebody. So, you know, we're not reinventing the radio here. It's just people honestly just being themselves and enjoying time with family, picking on each other. I mean, it's just, and it's not just the guys either. It's the ladies too calling in. We get young kids calling in. And it's insane. If people want to go to YouTube and look at 98Q Country, we got last year's studio feed on there, and you'll get an idea of what happens. And we're going to stream it again this year because people apparently, it takes them about 10 seconds to realize why, you know, me and Gray, why we're on the radio. Gray Gunderson, you know, we co-host the show, and they're like, oh, so that's why they're on the radio, huh?
I should have just kept Gray. I don't know why I let him go. Although, so tell us a little bit about the history of this. This is such a cool thing, Joel. You've been doing it for like 25 years or something like that. But Deer Hunters Roundup is like a 50-year-old tradition, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back. I mean, really, it started as almost a service because back before people did not have landlines at cabins, no cell phones, of course. You know, people would go out hunting in the woods and they'd stay out there for a while. Sometimes they'd stay the whole week or 2-3 days. And then their loved ones would call from back home and they would send them a message, you know, on the radio saying, you know, nice. Hope you guys are doing okay. You know, we'll have supper for you tomorrow night. You know, if you want to pick up a loaf of bread when you come home. I mean, it was almost like communicating to hunters who had no other way to communicate back. And now it's kind of really transformed into the world of, you know, where everybody has a cell phone. And now it's something different. It's kind of the same, Pete, but it's just a lot different. The necessity of the communication isn't there anymore, but the entertainment value is extremely high.
That's so great. Joel Karnick is my guest. He is the program director and morning host at 98Q Country here under the Civic Media umbrella. Joel, was this a natural thing for you? Did you have to learn more about deer hunting, or are you like a tried and true serious deer hunter yourself?
Well, I grew up hunting. My dad always took the week off of deer hunting. So from my youth, 7-8 years old, all the way up until junior, senior in high school, we hunted near Boyceville, Wisconsin, Menominee, Eau Claire area, shotgun territory. So you had to be fairly close to the deer. So we had a tradition. I moved away after that and haven't hunted a lot, since I left. But that tradition and really grasping that sense of family and just great memories I have of my late dad. And you can see over my shoulder here, my father-in-law, the late B.J. Peterson, who was a state trooper up here in Washburn County. He was a big hunter, too. And so we've got, you know, a lot of family tradition with it. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not an expert, but I know what a rut is and I know what buck scrapes are. And I can talk the lingo with the boys and girls out in the woods if I need to.
Well, I can't wait for you to tell me what those things mean. We're going to do a quick break. On the text line, Scott in the 608 says, this was for the guys that just left, unfortunately. Yes, Luke Fickell, a problem, but Chris McIntosh needs to go first. Well, that's interesting. Hey, folks, Joel Karnick is here. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, and right about now is the perfect time to highlight a new segment on our show, your cocktail of the week, courtesy of Sturgeon Spirits. This week, their featured cocktails are the Tipsy Elf and Salty Siren. Here's a recipe to make yourself a Salty Siren at home. Add 1 ounce of Mocha Liqueur, a cold brew vodka made from Oshkosh's own Black Pearl Coffee Roasters, a 1/2 ounce of vanilla vodka, a 1/2 ounce of caramel syrup, a dash of salt, top it off with 1/2 and 1/2. To make a Tipsy Elf at home, take 1 ounce of Candy Cane Vodka, 1 ounce of Mocha Liqueur, 1 ounce of Irish cream, and top that off with 1/2 and 1/2. Or even better, stop by their tasting room in Oshkosh and mention our show, Nightlight, to get $1 off this month's featured cocktail, or grab one of their Dear Widow weekend specials this Friday and Saturday. That's Sturgeon Spirits, local flavor mixed with a little creativity. More Nightlight after this quick commercial break.
Gonna beat some sweet sounds coming down.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air, the summer's out of reach.
Welcome back. Empty streets, the sun. I'm Pete Schwab, this is Nightlight. That's my favorite sad song, or one of them. I probably got way too many. I like to keep myself in a constant state of melancholy. That's Don Henley, Boys of Summer. What was the name of your song again, Con? I didn't even know it.
It's Apologize by Timbaland featuring One Republic.
Okay. Well done. On the stream right now is one of our Civic Media colleagues from 98Q Country, Joel Karnick, whose favorite sad song was Billy Vera and the Beaters, and that is a great song. They featured it in the show Family Ties. Great choice, Joel. Great. So you've been in radio 37 years. You host this really cool show that you describe on your website as a train wreck. Can you explain that? It sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Well, it is.
Why do people start talking about personal problems or something or what?
Let me just say that my hand is never too far from the drop button. And I've had an ability in my 40 plus years in radio to kind of sense when the train wreck, to see the light coming at the other end of the tunnel. And sometimes people will try to tell a joke or say something, and I'll just say, you know, maybe save that for another time, and I'll drop it and let it go. And, you know, I've been doing this 25 years here in Park Falls up here in northern Wisconsin, and I think only maybe two or three times we may have been close to an FCC violation. But when you consider the thousands of calls that we've taken, and really this the blood alcohol level of some of the people that call, it really is crazy to think that that we've been able to continue this. I tell our listeners every year, I said, as long as you guys behave yourselves, we can continue to do this. And they do every single year. So I'm proud of our listeners. You know, radio listeners are some of the best and most dedicated, and I'm proud of our guys up here and gals.
So how can people listen to this? Like, if they don't live in Park Falls and can't hear it live, is it posted on a podcast? If people just want to call and hear the camaraderie and the stories?
Well, on the Civic Media app, they can tap on 98Q. They can go to 98QCountry.com. They can go to YouTube, 98Q Country. I'll just run it all together. Yeah. So any of those, we stream them all on there. For those who are up hunting this weekend, Muskie 101 in Hayward will be simulcasting this year. And 98.3 FM also will have it on live. We go 6 to 8. Sometimes we go a little bit longer. We've got people that... those first few nights are pretty crazy. A lot of people use email now and use other ways, comment through YouTube. So it's taken a little heat off the phone lines a little bit. You know, back in the day, we had 5 or 6 phone lines, and now not quite as many phone lines because a lot of people like to communicate through text and messaging and emailing. So that's fine.
Sure. I'm just going to tell you this story. We had, I made this movie called The Godfather of Green Bay years ago over in the Marinette area. And Tony Goldwyn plays this, the title character. He plays the big Jake Norquist, the Godfather of Green Bay. His first day on the set, he's in a deer blind and he's supposed to be shot at by these gangsters that find him in the woods. Well, he stands up and he goes, "Hey, Pete, someone just missed his head. We almost had like an Alec Baldwin incident, and there was hole, like a blank. I don't even know what it is. I'm not a gun guy, but oh my God, it was so scary. And it went right through the deer blind," which reminds me to tell people to be careful out there starting tomorrow. What have you heard? What are some of your favorite stories, if you have one or two?
I guess, you know, we have so many people that battle over who got the deer. You know, of who shot it. Sometimes people will shoot at the same time. I mean, we hear so many. One of my favorite personally is one that my dad told me when I was younger, and he told us the fact that one of my uncles who was one of those guys that would corner you at the family reunion, you know, you couldn't get away from him. You know, he told the tale about the fact that he you know, that he shot at a deer and he missed, and his nephew, they came around the corner and his nephew shot the deer, and they were bragging about who actually shot the deer. And they said, "Well, there was only one hole in the deer. How could that have possibly been?" And he said, "Well," he says, "I'm such a good shot." He says, "My shot ended up exactly where yours did. It was in the exact same hole. So that's why there was only one hole in there." So he claimed the deer. And we always used to pick on my dad too. I mean, the stories you tell are just so good. And, you know, this isn't a true one, but we always used to tell my dad that he fell asleep in the woods so often that whenever he got a deer, we'd always check the sight at the end of the gun, because we're pretty sure there was hair on there because a deer would come up and sniff him and it would trigger the gun just by flipping his nose up, and that's how he gets the deer. So everybody's got their stories, everybody's got their traditions, and as like we always tell the kids, Pete, they'll tell their story of how they got their deer, first buck or something, and we always say, yeah, that story will get better in 10, 15 years. Yeah, exactly. We'll improve on that.
Joel, that's fantastic. Thank you, as always, buddy, for being here. We've got about maybe a little less than a minute. Are you binge-watching anything you could share with us?
Oh, we are binge-watching Better Call Saul.
Oh, nice.
Breaking Bad. We never got around to watching Better Call Saul. So my wife and I are binge-watching right now, and I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm not mad at the show yet. I kind of knew who Saul was, and I love it. I love Big Mike and the hitman guy. It's a great show. So if folks haven't watched Better Call Saul, you can do it, I guess, before or after Breaking Bad. It's a great one.
Yeah, because it's a prequel, but even though it came out later, I agree with you. I absolutely love that show. Joel, thank you so much. Have a great few days talking about such a fun time there at 98Q Country, and thanks for taking time out to join us. We don't have to just do this during deer season, too. Come back anytime, buddy.
Thanks, Pete. Great to be on your show.
You
thanks.
Got
Have
it.
A great Thanksgiving to you and your family.
You too. Thanks, Joel. All right, that's Joel Karnick. Check out Deer Hunters Roundup, and you can watch or you can listen to the podcast at civicmedia.us if you don't live in the Park Falls area. Great stuff. All right, we're coming back with some comedy, folks. Tom Clark, Milwaukee native son, and his wife, comedian Steph Clark, will both be here to tell you about dates they have coming up here in Wisconsin, and we'll read some of your texts. It's all happening here on Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua on the Civic Media Radio Network. You know we've got to find our way to bring some love and get here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Yeah, all night long. And nobody don't dance on the edge of the dark. We've got the Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me. Conrad Krieger working the board, producing the show, having some fun here tonight. We had some sports talk, a little Deer Hunters Roundup with our pal Joel Karnick. That's always fun to talk to Joel. If you're looking for something to do December 4th and you happen to live in the Madison area or aren't opposed to a fun road trip, head down to the Atwood Music Hall in the Atwood neighborhood and join me and some of my Civic Media colleagues for a screening of a film I made 20 years ago called The Godfather of Green Bay. It's going to be a really fun night. Some of the proceeds go to charity, more specifically the Dane County Humane Society. The show is sponsored by John and Gordy of the WMDX Morning Show and Downdrin's Distilling. It's going to be a great night. Tony Goldwyn, Lauren Holly, Tom Lennon, Lance Barber, me, Tracy Thorpe, all kinds of great actors from Wisconsin fill the screen, and the music is by the Bodines, who are another great Wisconsin band. Lots of fun small-town bar characters and a real kind of a good audience movie, a good film to watch with other people. The Atwood Music Hall is beautiful, and like I said, it's for a good cause. John and Gordy will host a Q&A with me after the movie. It's going to be a really fun night, so hope to see you out. Come on out, say hello. Conrad will be there.
That's true.
What are you going to be doing? You going to be trying to look busy, or are you actually going to be like a reporter and go get it?
I'll just put the mic up to your mouth every time you talk.
All right. That's money well spent. It's good they're bringing you down for that. That's room at the concourse for that nonsense. All right. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35 with new music and a fun chat, as always. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite sad song? We'll catch up on texts in just a little bit. But right now, we are going to turn and talk some comedy. I'm very excited to have these next two guests on. They're very funny stand-up comedians individually, and they're even better when they're on the same show, which they do from time to time. And it's great to have them both back here in a native Wisconsinite, Tom Clark, who's been all over TV and social media and is a damn good actor, is too. We'll talk about that. And Steph Clark, who happens to be married to Tom Clark, who I'm guessing has adopted Tom's home state, our home state of Wisconsin, except in the winter. Steph is also a very accomplished stand-up comedian as well. They've both been seen on outlets like HBO, Netflix, Comedy Central, probably the Food Network. I don't know. But they're here now tonight over the stream, joining me on Nightline. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Was it like 2 years ago we did this? Because you did the fundraiser in Marinette, but I was thinking that was last year, but it's got to be almost 2 years now.
Yeah, it's 2 years ago. Yeah.
Crazy.
It's our annual trip to Wisconsin.
Yeah, and a great month, December, to come back to ice-cold Wisconsin. It's good to see you guys. Do each of you, or do you have the same or separate, do you have a favorite sad song?
Ooh, that's a good one. What's the one the one where they play with the shelter animals?
Oh, I Will Remember You by Sarah McLachlan.
That is like life-endingly sad. Yeah, that's, that's a great one. Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm glad you guys are here. It's always fun when you're on the show. And Tom, I just want to say before we start and talk about your stand-up dates, our mutual friend, Rich Tallarico, who's also a semi-regular guest like you guys here on Nightlight, put together a script reading of his new story on Zoom. Mm-hmm. And Tom played the lead role. And my son and I were both part of it. And I was like, oh, wow, Tom's playing the lead. I didn't even know you acted at the time. And you crushed it. I'm like, Tom's a really good actor, too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That was a funny script. That was a lot of fun.
I didn't care for it, but I thought you were good. No.
I thought Tom was on his phone looking up his IMDb right now.
Yeah, I better record this. No, that was a fun script reading. But yeah,
it was.
I played one of my most famous roles. I played a murderer on The Closer, and I actually murdered Rhea Seehorn from show Pluribus on Apple. Yeah. But although we never met in person, that was the person I murdered.
Well, that seems like kind of inconvenient, but I'm sure you crushed it. That's kind of cool. What about you,
Steph? You should meet the person.
We've created a web series called The Clarks, and you can check that out on YouTube that we wrote and co-starred in. So that's been fun doing the acting with him.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So what are you, Steph? So you have acting aspirations too, or you've acted in the past?
Yeah, I think it falls apart for me when I have to submit. Anytime there's a form involved, all my ambitions disappear.
Well, now it's so different because now you have to literally set up a studio in your house, set up lighting, set up sound. When I have an audition, Steph has to read with me. It's more pressure with Steph reading because if I don't get it right, she's like, did you study this? She doesn't tolerate like multiple takes. She's like two takes. She's like Clint Eastwood. We're like two takes and we're done. That's it.
Clint Eastwood of our townhouse.
That's right.
You get a talking to. I'm with you. I always feel like I don't have a home studio, and I like that all the auditions now are over Zoom, because I get included more because I live, in the sticks. But I also feel like, oh, my fireplace is behind me. Like, how professional does this look, or the unmade bed is behind me, So.
Right. You got to, really think about what's going on in the background.
Absolutely.
But if you have a fireplace, you're doing pretty well,
That's true. Just have all your awards up.
Or I'll do, the Mike Toomey joke, and I'll go to Goodwill and buy trophies and put them up and hope people can't read the fine. Read the fine print.
Yeah, you gotta have a screening of your movie in California, in Los Angeles.
You know what?
Great that everyone's coming out there.
Yeah, it's so funny. Our best screening back in the day, I'm going back 20 years now, was at the Pacific Design Center. It seats 500 people, and we had standing room only. And that's where people came out, and I apparently cast a lot of people that had kind of famous friends because Nia Vardalos came up to me and she's like, oh, I was calling Tom Hanks during the credits. I love this movie. And I'm just like, I almost fainted, it was magical. So I would love to show it again out there. I haven't showed it in years. And when they asked me to do this, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I just hope people show up, it's kind of nerve wracking.
Yeah. It's great. I can't remember how I saw it. I think I probably rented it on Amazon. But I really enjoyed it. I love because I'm friends with Eric Price, so I love that story of sort of Eric and Mark Borchardt in that scene, and Eric slowly started to get more lines than Mark. But Eric, that was a great role for Eric.
Speaking of Eric and just all the the actors we, great actors we found. We had some from Chicago. We had a ton from Wisconsin and Northeast Wisconsin too. But Eric is a Milwaukee guy like you, Tom, and he, that part was written for an older guy, but he was so funny. It's like, this is the guy, forget it. We're done. Eric is just, and such a sweetheart of a guy too.
Oh yeah. Total youper. He, I mean, I did comedy sports with him. So, I mean, he just turns on those characters like, you know, it's nothing.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about Milwaukee. You guys have some dates coming up. Tell us about where people can see you coming up in the next few weeks.
Yeah, we're excited. Well, December 4th, we're coming out to, we're going to be out in Windsor, Wisconsin, a place I never knew existed until a couple weeks ago. But it's a beautiful theater. They have different, they have a lot of music. This is their first comedy event. That's Thursday. It's 8 o'clock. They have a great dinner and stuff beforehand.
And we're going to do a ugly sweater show for that one. So nice. We'll have like a
contest.
Yeah. So dress up and have fun and it'll be a good night.
Yeah. And then Friday, December 5th, we're going to be in Kenosha at the Kenosha Comedy Club, which is a great new club. They get a lot of great comics coming through there, and that's at 7:30. I think it's inside a, I don't want to say it's inside a, it's inside a hotel. I think it's a Wyndham. And then the 6th, we are at the Foundry 45 in Keewaskum, Wisconsin. So that's with Jerry Walski's putting on that show. I don't know if you remember Jerry.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the show Saturday night, 8 o'clock. And all the tickets are available on our website, tomclark.com or stephclarkcomedy.com.
Oh, that's nice, and you made it really easy, too. I do want to say that Keewaskum has a special place in our hearts here at Nightlight because, well, go ahead, Con.
Yeah, I'm from there. That's where I grew up. And
Foundry 45,
it's a beautiful place. I've been to a wedding there and other stuff. And definitely go out to the Foundry. It's awesome there.
Yeah, we're excited. It's all like an hour from Milwaukee, so it's just nice. We can either stay or drive back to Milwaukee each night. But
and people, if you're listening in Milwaukee, you can go to all three of them.
That's right. We'll give you a punch card, and you can win a prize.
And you move yourself up to the front of the ugly sweater contest, too.
That's right.
I have a sweet, ugly sweater that I'm going to be wearing. So for the battle, people should come out.
That's excellent. So, all right. So that's three shows all within a good time frame. Where do you stay? I know your dad moved out to L.A., Tom and Steph. I don't think you have any connections to Milwaukee. Where do you go? Do you just hotel it or Airbnb?
We have a cousin. I have a cousin who stays. We stay in their basement.
But it's like a very sweet, you know, HGTV style basement setup.
Oh, that's awesome. Like that's a Wisconsin like basement.
The Midwestern, Wisconsin, you know, I want to build a bar in the basement type of basement. And then and otherwise they're putting us up at a couple other places. But we go there and we always go to Balestrieri's in Milwaukee for their pizza.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible. I mean, it's insane. I don't like they
Shout
should franchise
pizza.
It. Yeah, Balestrieri's in Milwaukee, 64th and Blue Mountain. Best pizza in the country, I'm going to say.
Wow, nice.
I agree.
Yeah. Tom Clark and Steph Clark are here. They are comedians. Tom is a native Milwaukeean. I think it's Milwaukeean. And they both call Southern California their home now. Steph is a SoCal girl who has embraced Milwaukee. What tell me, Steph, the first time you went to Milwaukee, what were you thinking? Did it meet your expectations or what was your mindset?
Well, also I have to say your show was one of the best shows I've had in so long at that country club.
Little River.
They're just nice people out there. I just love it. It's just like they're very friendly and they're a great audience. They're there for a good time. Sometimes in LA or near LA, it can be uptight. And every time I've been, it's just so fun. And even though it's so, it can be freezing. It's like, it's worth it because of the people there.
Wow, that's a great answer.
They're not afraid to let their hair down and have a few beers. Pretty liquored up. I mean, that show that we did, and that was insane, the amount of booze being consumed.
Oh, in Marinette?
Yeah.
That's what I tell people. I say, like, you know, you're not going to get heckled, but you're going to have people that think they're whispering and are talking really loud because they're hammered. That's what you'll have to deal with, you know?
Right. No, that was out there.
We got Lil Irv on the stream is asking, where in Windsor? Did you guys say the name of the joint?
It's called the Windsor.
Oh, yeah. Windsor, Wisconsin. And it's, I think it's the Windsor in Wisconsin.com, I think.
Okay.
The Windsor, Wisconsin. But the Windsor in Windsor. It's a new venue. It's beautiful.
Yeah, really
and a really great dinner. And the show, I think, is going to be upstairs. And wear your ugly sweater.
Yeah, I love that.
All very right. Classy joint.
Now, oh, wow. Look at, I don't know what that's like.
Bougie.
I never played rooms like that.
Irv, you can come, even if you're not classy. Irv, come on out.
You missed the show in Marinette. Go check them out at Windsor. We're going to do a very short break. We'll be right back with Tom Clark and Steph Clark, two very funny comics who are about to invade Wisconsin. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just another night, another vision of love. You feel joy, you feel pain, because nothing will be the same.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Conrad Krieger working the board tonight. We are covering just about everything, some sports, some deer hunting. We're talking comedy now with my current guests, Tom Clark and Steph Clark, and Terry Barr will be along at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday night. Tom and Steph, it's so fun to have you guys here. We were talking about the Marinette gig you guys did for me, the football fundraiser that I do every year. And that is like, I'm just going to come out with it. There are no comics that live in Marinette, Wisconsin. But there are a couple guys that would do, you know, open mics, and they're great guys. And so it's fun. Every year I get to have actual comics come into town and hang out with them. And we did that, and I laughed so hard. And I know I probably told this the last time you guys were here, but another friend of ours, Tim Cavanaugh, was in town in Marinette, 10,000 people, doing a fundraiser, a different fundraiser for my old high school, Marinette Catholic Central, which I think now is called St. Thomas Aquinas. And Tim posted that he was going to be in Marinette, Wisconsin on the same date you were, Tom. And you.
Right.
You told me later when we went out for drinks, you were like, you saw Tim's post and you were like, did I get bumped?
Right, right. I was like, how is it literally the same night, a fundraiser for football or for a school? I'm like,
right.
What is the planning committee
here? It's a spite show.
Yeah, it's like how spiteful the school that it's like. Same night, comedy, like,
what are the
relax,
odds?
Marinette.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a tough conversation. Tom, this is never easy. We had to go in a different direction.
It's happened.
That was, of course, but that was a really fun night hanging out with you guys. And then Tim was there, who's hilarious, and his wife. And then my son Joe was with, and we hung out at the bar that is painted in Packer colors called the Shore Crest on Shore Drive, which was really fun. So, very fun night.
Oh, yeah. And it was classic Wisconsin night with the snow falling and, like, just perfect. And by the way, your son Joe, what he's doing on Instagram right now is so funny.
Oh, thanks.
He really recently started doing those character videos. And the one I made fun of you for was you rewinding a movie and just rewinding all the way back to the beginning.
It's not me.
But it's really good. He's really getting a lot of views on there.
He just posted one that kind of went nuts, and he was pretty excited. So yeah, they're fun, and it's just a world I don't really know. You're very good. You guys have great social media presences, and so it's yeah, that's exciting though. But I want to ask you, Tom, because your dad is about to turn 100. And that's amazing. World War II vet, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And but tell me what you had to tell him when the fires hit Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
Please right. Share with that with the listeners.
So back in January the fires hit the Palisades, and they were kind of sparking up everywhere. And I said, and I had to evacuate my dad. And so I said, I don't know if you've ever tried to evacuate somebody who's been through the Great Depression and World War II. And you're like, hey, we got to get out of here. It's windy. He's like, that's so funny. I fought in World War II. I'm not really worried about the barometric pressure.
I'll gut it out. I can handle a breeze. that's so funny, Tom. Steph, let me ask you this. Who are your influences comedically? Like when you were starting out, was there someone you wanted to emulate or someone you kind of hold in really high regard even now?
Well, I've always been a Joan Rivers fan.
Oh, nice.
She's so iconic. When I was younger in middle school, high school, I loved Sarah Silverman. So a lot of just women in stand-up.
Carol Leifer.
Oh, yeah, sure. She's a great comedic writer and a stand-up.
And she was
just women doing the damn thing.
Well, she was the inspiration too for Elaine, right? On Seinfeld, Carol Leifer.
Yes. Yeah. I recently got to meet her, so that was exciting. I was at Flappers and she was on the early show with Leno. So I got to tell her that I went to a live taping of her sitcom when she had it on
WB.
Oh. And I said, I had gone to the live taping of it and it was my birthday and the whole audience and the warm-up comic were singing me happy birthday. And so that was nice to like share that with her that, you know, I'm a stand-up now.
Say what her reaction was.
She didn't seem to care.
She was so proud of it and she's like been wanting to meet her. I just happened to get on the show with her at Flappers in Burbank. And, you know, I was like, I was telling her, like, approach your hero. She was at a vegan restaurant. And she ran into, what's the director?
Oh, Sean Baker, the Academy Award director.
And yeah. Steph's been a fan of him since, like,
Starlet from, like, you know, early movies that he wrote and directed. And I saw him at this vegan restaurant and I was just so nervous. I didn't say anything. I just looked at him. I just watched him eat and like a weirdo.
And after the Carol Leifer thing, I'm just like, yep, don't approach your heroes. Just leave them alone.
That is so funny. I went to see Jerry Seinfeld in 1987. I was still a student at DePaul. And I sat up front and my roommate at the time was kind of a really loud guy and had crazy hair. So he had this crazy laugh. So I saw Jerry at the Laugh Factory years later, and I went up to him, same thing, you know, and I said, hey, I saw you at the Vic Theater in Chicago in 87. We were sitting right up front. My roommate had this crazy hair and laugh, and Seinfeld looks at me and goes, oh, yeah. Like, no way. Like, he was just being a nice guy, like, but now I'm like, there's no way he remembered me, but that's kind of, I wish Carol Leifer should have been nice to you. Hey, can we keep you guys for a few more minutes?
Yes. Sure.
All right, fantastic. We're going to do the news. Tom and Steph Clark are here. They are coming to Wisconsin. We'll recap their dates. And our question of the night is, what is your favorite sad song? It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight. We're coming right back for Act 3 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.